I'm hoping to engage with regional and local community leaders, members, institutions.
Hi there, it's WAMC News Director Ian Pickus. And on this episode of the WAMC News Podcast, my conversation with the new head of the Albany Institute of History and Art. Well, last summer, Albany Institute of History and Art Executive Director Tamis Groff announced her retirement after more than four decades at the museum. Now the state's oldest museum, says Buffalo native Kristen Ulrich, will take over June 1st. Ulrich holds a PhD in the history of art and architecture and an MBA, both from Brown, and has also worked at Williams College and the Clark Art Institute in Williamstown, among many other postings. Well, first of all, what interested you in this position?
Yeah, so the Capital Region and the Hudson Valley, broadly speaking, are home to a great many diverse social and political histories unfolding over hundreds of years. And intermeshed within these histories are simultaneously many rich cultural and artistic legacies that the museum encourages visitors to experience and learn about. This is through dynamic exhibitions, events, educational programs, or our archives. And within all of this, there's really something for everyone at the Albany Institute of History and Art.
Well, tell us a little bit about you. What did you do before this?
Sure. So before this, I was working at the Clark Museum in Williamstown, Massachusetts, and teaching at Williams College. And I've held leadership roles in a variety of nonprofit institutions throughout my career, including museums and cultural spaces. And I'm really thrilled to bring to this role over a decade of experience in arts leadership. And I really look forward to working with a wonderful staff, board, and community to lead the next chapter of the Albany Institute's remarkable history as New York's oldest museum.
Well, it's such an interesting time for museums coming out of the pandemic, fingers crossed. A lot of them have had to sort of rethink what they do in the last couple of years. What do you see the future of this particular institution being?
Yeah, great question. So the Institute's mission is to connect diverse audiences to the art and culture of our region. And two of my primary goals as incoming director are to really strengthen those regional partnerships and further the representation of diverse histories and voices at the museum. And I've been an avid listener of WAMC for many years, and I've always been really impressed with the dynamic reach that you have with your listeners regionally. And so I'd love to encourage listeners, including those who might be a little farther afield, to keep in mind that for many of you, Albany is much closer than you think. So please stop by and say hello. And we'd also love to see you at the museum. And of course, to those of you who are neighbors closer by, come by and say hello again and visit your favorite works and discover something new. You know, it's always interesting. Every time I've been in the galleries recently, I've always heard visitors say things like, wow, I never knew this was here. So that's a really exciting place to be, and there's always something new to discover.
Are you a fan of the Hudson River School?
I am, and absolutely. We have some of the greatest works from that period on view at the museum in our permanent collection.
What makes that period of art important in art history and American art history?
Well, the Hudson River School painting is really one of the earliest American art movements, and it really focuses, you know, on the region of the Hudson Valley and the Capital Region in particular. So I think it's really a great resource to have really at our fingertips here at the institution. And it really helps folks connect to the history and legacies of the region when they come visit the museum.
Let me circle back to something you said not long ago. You said one of your goals is to increase, you know, representation of different types of populations within the museum's exhibits and holdings. What do you mean by that?
Sure. What I mean by that is one of my primary goals is to take a good look at the history of what we've shown in the past and take a look at where we may have spaces to really engage in a deeper way with perhaps underrepresented artists and take a look at our archives again and see where there might be some space to really engage with histories that maybe haven't been told or need to be retold in light of the kind of current events and situation.
What kind of outreach do you plan to do on that front?
I'm hoping to engage with regional and local community leaders, members, institutions. You know, part of what I've spent a lot of time thinking about over the last decade in my career is how to really strengthen relationships between cultural institutions and arts institutions, broadly speaking, but also thinking a little bit outside of that as well, thinking through strategic partnerships with regional businesses and how we can all work together to really highlight this really amazing region of New York State and work together collectively to think about where our missions might align.
Well, I mentioned in the introduction that you're not officially starting the job until June. What has your preparation been like since this hire was announced and finalized?
Yeah, thank you for asking that. It's been great. I've had a really nice runway, as it were, working with the current director, Tamis, and had some wonderful conversations so far with staff at the institution and board members. So it's really been a really pleasurable onboarding process. Everyone's been really generous, and I look forward to really strengthening that with community members and regional leaders in the area as I continue to get a little closer to the start date.
One thing that's great about the Albany Institute is, you know, some stuff in the museum stays the same, like the mummies, of course, and then there are rotating exhibits that come in. Do you have a, you know, a wish list of things that you'd like to do, exhibits that you're already starting to plan?
I'm in conversation with some of the curatorial staff on at the museum thus far. We're working on building out a calendar for the next couple of years. You know, some things I'd like to see would be representation of regional painters in the area, spotlighted, you know, contemporary practicing artists. And then again, taking a really strong look at the archives through the lens of the current moment and seeing where there might be perhaps things that we may have overlooked in the collections. You know, we have several, I think it's like 3,500 objects in those archives. So that's going to take some time, but I look forward to thinking really creatively about how to bring objects together and maybe things that haven't been on view in a while, bringing them to the light and in an exciting, dynamic way.
Well, that's the new incoming director of the Albany Institute of History and Art, Kristen Ulrich, and she officially begins June 1st. Thanks for taking the time to speak with us. We're excited to have you right down the street here in Albany, and congratulations.
Thank you so much, Ian.
All right, that does it for this episode of the WAMC News Podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, I'm Ian Pickus.